This week's parasha, Parashas Nasai. The parasha begins Nasai. V'daras Hamoshe Leimar Nasai Esroish Bnei Gershon Gamheim. Take Nasai, the lashon of taking census of Bnei Gershon Gamheim. Also then, Leveis Avoisam LeMishpachosam. According to their father's household, according to their families. At the end of Parashat Bamidbar, the pasuk says, "Nosoi." But capital closer to the end of the parasha, the pasuk says, "Nosoi Yisroish bnei Kahas mitoich bnei Levi leMishpachosam leBeis Avoisam." And then Parashat Nasai begins with Gamheim. What is it also telling us? Gamheim. It's already counted. We started Nasai, Shoish, Bnei Kahas, Miteich, Bnei Levi. We already started the counting. That was in the, closer to the end of Parashat Bamidbar. Now we start Parashat Nasai, Gamheim. Also them. Like it's a chiddush, you know, like, we wouldn't have counted them, we're also counting them. What's this Gamheim? It says in the Pirish Marzav. The Pirish Marzav is a Pirish on the Medrash. It says in the Medrash, "Nasa Yisroish Bnei Gershon Gamheim, Hada Hu Deksiv, Pasuk and Mishlei, Yikara Hi Mipninim V'Chol Chafatzech Al Yishuva." It, Yikara Hi, it. What is it? Wisdom is more precious Mipninim than pearls. V'Chol Chafatzech and all of your desires La Yishuva cannot compare to it. Pasuk and Mishlei. What is the Medrash telling us? The Medrash is telling us there's a connection between our pasuk of Nasa Yisroish Bnei Gershon Gamheim to this pasuk in Mishlei. What's the connection? In Parashat Bamidbar, Terry counts the sons of Levi from the oldest to the youngest. Gershon, Kahas, Merari. The Medrash is coming to explain why the Terry switched the order here and placed Kahas before Gershon. Again, we said, the end of Parashat Bamidbar, we started with Kahas, and now we went to Gershon, right? So now technically we just said that the order is Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. Gershon is the oldest. So when we started counting the end of Bamidbar with Kahas, not the first one, but the second child. What's up, chat? The pasuk in Mishlei tells us that there is nothing more precious in this world than the wisdom of the Torah HaKadosh. Gershon was the oldest, and he was mentioned first initially. There's something to being the oldest. He was mentioned first. However, here Kahas is mentioned first. Why? Because Kahas were those that carried the Aron. What was in the Aron? The Torah HaKadosh, wisdom itself. The Torah HaKadosh takes precedence overall. So this is again. So we did when we said we should name the children Gershon, Kahas, Merari. Gershon was first. He was the eldest. But when it came time, we were counting them, we're saying, but you need to know something, that even we're going to go out of order, we're going to go out of age order, because Kahas, the wisdom, there's nothing in the world, nothing that is comparable to the Torah HaKadosh, that always comes first. It says in the Klei Yoker, the Medrash tells us that Kahas was counted first because it carried the Aron HaKadosh. We just said. The question is, why did the Bechor Gershon receive the honor of carrying the Aron Kodesh? Okay, so good. So we understand why Kahas is mentioned first, because the Maaseh Kahas was the one who carried the Aron. But why did they Zeichah to carry the Aron? So let Gershon, the oldest, carry the Aron. Had Gershon been the one to carry the Aron Kodesh, we would not know that they were being mentioned first because of the honor of the Aron Kodesh. Right? If he would have said Gershon was the one that Gershon would have been the one to carry the Aron Kodesh, and he would have been mentioned first, so you would have said, you know why Gershon is mentioned first? Not because the Torah takes precedence overall, because Gershon's the oldest. It happens also to be that the oldest is also the one carrying the Aron Kodesh. Happens to be. But you want to know why he's mentioned first? He's mentioned first because he's the oldest. So Akhtar Klei Yoker said, that's why. That's exactly why Gershon couldn't be the one, because then we wouldn't have known. We have to have someone other than the oldest, so we can ask the question: why isn't the oldest one being mentioned first? Why? What happened? Gershon should be first. We have a question. You want to know the answer? The answer is teach us a lesson that Torah takes precedence overall. more than that. The Medrash is teaching us about the Torah HaKadosh. The Torah is the most precious thing in the entire world. And anyone who wants can acquire it. Torah is not necessarily for the oldest or the smartest. Torah is for the one who is Moisa Nefesh. So they didn't want it to be the Gershon, who inherently, maybe you should say, deserves it more inherently just because he's the oldest. It's something to being the oldest. He should have gotten it, but no! Kahas got it. You don't want to know why? Because anyone can get it. If you're Moisa Nefesh for the Torah, you can get it. It says in the Panami office, the Pasuk says, Gam Hain by the B'nai Gershon, in reference to the minimum age of 30 required to carry the Mishkan. One may have thought that it was only the B'nai Kahas that need to be 30, because what they needed to carry was heavy. The Torah teaches that the B'nai Gershon also needed to be 30 years old to be counted. The counting was only, the next Pasuk said, Mi ben Shloishim Shonov Amala, Av ben Chamishim Shon. Gam Hain, also them, they also had to be 30. They say it in the Panami office. Barbanel says, why is Kahas mentioned at the end of Parshas Bamidbar while the other families are listed in Parshas Nasi? Start off Parshas Nasi with Kahas. You want, he's the first, fine. He's the one that carried the Torah, the Aron Kodesh, but have him mentioned it in Parshas Nasi. Why is he in Bamidbar and then the rest of them are in Parshas Nasi? Had Parshas Nasi started with Kahas, it would have caused a lack of respect from the youth to the elders. The Bnei Kahas may have become haughty, because not only were they chosen to carry the Aron, they were also the first listed among their brothers. Nosayas Rosh Bnei Gershon, lift up the Bnei Gershon, Dr. Barbanel. One must give honor and respect to Gershon because he is the Bechor. Torah was scared. You're going to start off at the beginning of Parshas Nasa. He's going to say Kahas. The Kahas is going to get, you know, Balgaivadig. They're going to start to get arrogant. You know, we're carrying the Aron Kodesh. We mentioned first. We're most important. No one else is important. No. You still have to have respect for Gershon. Don't. Gershon, Gam Hain, they're also important. They're not the ones that are carrying the Aron Kodesh, but they're also important. It says in the Panei Achroza, it would have been appropriate for Gershon to be listed first had Kahas not been the bearers of the Aron Kodesh. The Menorah and the Mizbeichus, he says. The Pasuk says, Gam Hain, to teach us that even though Kahas was mentioned already, Gershon is deserving honor as well. And it's for this reason that Gershon is listed to begin Parshas Nasai. Same you say as the Barbanel. Specifically, the Torah starts giving them a separate Parshas, starts Parshas Nasai. You want to know why? The beginning of Parshas Nasai. Gershon also needs to get respect. It says in Pnei David from the Chidah, if one is sitting and holding a Sefer Torah, and his Rebbe or father walk by, should he stand up? Right, he's holding a Sefer Torah, and he's sitting. Should he get up? A Rebbe, a father. In this scenario, Zakta Chidah, one need not stand up for his Rebbe or father. We see a remez in the Torah that he should not stand up. Although Gershon was the oldest, and should have been cited first, yet the cover of the Torah comes first, and therefore Kahas was listed first. We in the Kaveh S Avicha V'Yasimecha, we dash in that S, that you have to have respect for the oldest sibling. Gershon was the oldest, nonetheless he's not mentioned first. Who's mentioned first? Kahas. You want to know why? Because Torah takes precedence overall. So if a Psak HaLoch of the Chidor is saying that if someone is sitting and he's holding a Sefer Torah and his father Rebbe walked by, where in a normal circumstance he's required to stand up for him, if he's holding a Sefer Torah he should not stand up for him. It says in the Mayan Beis HaSheva from Rav Schwab, Ramudei HaChotzer Soviv U'B'Shem Reish Tifkadu Es Kalei Mishmeres Ma'asam. Regarding the B'nai Meri, the Pasuk says, you shall appoint them by name to the utensils they are to carry on their watch. The Torah says that the Pasuk means that every individual's name should be announced publicly, as well as the items that he will be carrying. Make an announcement. Reb so-and-so is going to be carrying this, and Reb so-and-so is going to be carrying this. The same applies to the B'nai Kahas and the B'nai Gershon. So that one should not say that it's only B'nai Merari that needs to be announced in order to give honor to those people. As we state in the Torah. What is the meaning of the Torah? What does it mean that the same applies to B'nai Kahas and B'nai Gershon, so that one should not say that it's only B'nai Merari that needs to be announced? Because we're talking about B'nai Merari. So what does it mean? Zakhtamayim B'nai Merari carried the crushing. What are the Kurashim? The Kurashim is a remez to those who support Torah, as opposed to B'nai Kohasim, B'nai Gershim, which are Merari, to those who actually learn the Torah. In truth, the B'nai Merari as well as the others are to be announced and given honor because they are all important and deserve respect. That's the Chiddush. Like it says in Dvarim, Smach Zvulun B'tseisecha V'yisecha V'alecha. Zvulun is written first because they are the supporters of Torah who are also important. Like it says in Avos, Im Ein Kemach Ein Torah. If there's no flour, if there's no sustenance, Ein Torah, there's no Torah. So the Medrash is, the Torah is saying that B'nai Merari needs to be announced in order to give honor to those people. They need to be announced along with Get. They're also important. You think it's B'nai Merari, they're not so important. The Kurashim, the carrying the Kurashim. The supporters of Torah are also important. They also need to be announced, also be given honor. It says in the Shachar al Torah, the Pasuk is giving praise to B'nai Gershon. They were not the ones carrying the Aron Kodesh. Nonetheless, they took pride in what they were carrying. They did not feel that what they were doing was on a lower level than the B'nai Kohas. They were doing the best they were able to do in following the will of the B'nai Gershon. That's Nostra Israel Negation Gamhain. Certain other people feel as my job is not as great as him, so I shouldn't take pride in it. Every year has his own dedication, needs to have his own dedication to the Rebbeinu Shalom. You do your job, you should be proud of what your job is. It doesn't have to be the most important job in Klal Yisrael. It says in the Bechem and Luria says, why does the Pasuk use the word Nosai by the Bnei Kos and the Bnei Gershon, but not by Bnei Merari? The word Nasa is a lashon of Nesiyas Usrara, leadership and authority. Bnei Kohas and Bnei Gershon could be referenced as a leadership and authority position because they had someone below them to be a leader over, Bnei Merari. Bnei Merari had no one beneath him, and therefore the word Nasa is not used. Nasa has to be a leader. Bnei Merari was on the lowest. They're the youngest. Perhaps now we can understand what is in Gamhim. Also them, also Gershon. There's a lesson for both the Bnei Kohas and the Bnei Gershon. The Bnei Kohas represent pure Torah are the most important. They are listed before everyone else. However, they should never become haughty. Don't become a Bal Gaiva. You listed in a separate parasha, Gershon starts this parasha. Don't become a big shot. Oh, I'm important. Bnei Gershon represent those who learn Torah and a Machshev Torah. Although they are also involved in the mundane duties of this world, all of their actions are L'shem Shemayim, and therefore they must be treated with respect. Parashas Nosa is laying near the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim for the purpose of receiving the Torah. The Torah Akdoshah was given to the entire Klal Yisrael. Everyone in Klal Yisrael has the opportunity to have a personal connection to the Torah, each on his own level. The Bnei Kohas were the elite of Klal Yisrael. They were the ones who represent Torah in its purest form. And they were the ones who were there to carry the honor. However, it does not leave out the rest of Klal Yisrael from the Torah. Everyone in Klal Yisrael has a part in the Torah. We have to all make sure that we attach ourselves to our part in the Torah. It says a little bit later in the parasha, "Bayoyim Hasheni Hikir Nisanal Ben Tzur Nisi Yisachar." On the second day, Nisanal Ben Tzur, the Nasi of Shevet Yisachar, brought Karbanos to Hashem. The Torah describes the Karbanos that each of the Nisim brought to Hashem. As we read the Psukim, you'll notice this week it's a very, very long parasha, and we seem to read over the same thing over and over and over and over again, over and over again. Every Nasi brought the same Karbanos. And we say for each Nasi, we say, he brought this Karbanos, this Karbanos, this Karbanos. And the next Karbanos, wow, obvious question. Why don't we just say, all of the Nasiim brought these Karbanos. Each one brought the same Karbanos. It's Psukim, Psukim, Psukim. Why does it have to tell you we know every single word, every single letter, every single oit, every single koit? Everything is, there's nothing extra in Torah. It seems you look in the Pesukim, you turn the pages, Bayei Mashmini, Bayei Matshi, same thing, different name, but Karbonai, Karas, Ketzel, Achash, Shoshim, Bayei Mashkol, Mizekoyecha, Kesem, Shemim, Shak, Moshak, same word, over and over again. There are little dikdukim, there are little differences, there are Chaim talks about it, and each one might have its own midah and its own strength, but overall, we look at it and it looks the same. It is said over in the name of the Alta from Kelm that the Torah reiterates the Nesiim's Karbanos to teach us that even when many do a mitzvah, Hashem does not pay attention to the fact that many did it. If a worker does a specific job for his boss to perfection, that's a perfect job. The boss is very pleased with him. Wonderful. However, if many people accomplish that same feat, Hundreds. A person has 300 employees, and all 300 employees do the same exact job perfectly. He's happy, but he doesn't have special. He doesn't notice the individual anymore. Yeah, good job, all of you. As opposed to if there's one person who does it and the other 299 don't, that person, the spotlight goes on him. Because, wow, he did a perfect job. Everyone else didn't. Zach the Alta from Kelm. The Rebbeinu Shloilem, he's not like a human being. He's able to focus in on each and every individual. Don't look at Yenim and say, I'm not as good as Yenim because I did a good job and I did a nice job for the Rebbeinu Shloilem and I'm working. But so did he and so did he and so did he. Therefore, it diminishes what I did. What you do is not diminished by anybody else. The Rebbeinu Shloilem could take each person individually and look at them on an individual basis. And even if Gantz Klal Yisrael, and hopefully they do a wonderful job, you're still an individual, you're part of a tzibur. But you're an individual getting all the schar for what you did and what you accomplished. And the Nesiyah Shalom says, Klal Yisrael was eichet HaKabbalah HaTorah, because of, it says, Ve'ichan Shom Yisrael Ki'ish Echad B'Levachon. Klal Yisrael were like one person with one heart. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu separate Klal Yisrael to Shvatim? One Klal Yisrael, why don't you 12 Shvatim? The 12 Shiftei Kar correspond to the 12 different combinations of the Shem Havaya, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each Shevet corresponds to a different Shem Havaya, different Shem of the Rebbeinu Shloilem. Each one has its own individual kedusha and its own derech avoda. Have to serve Hashem. Each one. The Medrash Rabbah says that each nasi brought the kabbanos with his own kavana. The intention was not to replicate the kabbanos of the other nasiim. Each nasi felt that these were the proper kabbanos to bring. They didn't go and say, "Oh, I'm going to copy the first person. I'm going to copy the third person." Each one brought what he felt. They had their own intentions. Nachshon brought Kavanas with the Kavanah of Malchus in mind, since he was from Shevet Yehuda. And each carbon that he brought, he had in mind something specific corresponding to Malchus. Nisanel brought Kavanas with Torah in mind. He was from Shevet Yisachar, whose love for the Torah surpassed the other Shvatim. His Kavanah with each carbon that he brought corresponded to a different aspect of Torah. Coincidentally, it was the same exact carbon as Nachshon. Incidentally, he was of Malchus, he was of Torah, and it was the same thing. This applied to all of the other Shvatim as well. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Rachmana Liba boy, the Torah wants our hearts in Avodah. The Torah repeated the Kabbanas of every single Shevet. They might look the same, but with the thought process of each Nasi, in actuality, every carbon of every Nasi was quite unique. What matters most in Avodah, the Rebbeinu Shloilem, is we put our hearts into it. Perhaps it's the famous, what the Chofetz Chaim says, why is it this Litvish and Chassidish and Sfardi and so on and so forth? Well, what does it mean? Why can't we all be the same? Why do we have so many? The Chofetz Chaim says, like an army, like you have a war. You don't just have an army on the ground. You have an air force, you have the submarines, you have the navy, the submarines, navy, you have all different parts of the army. Each one has its own job. Each one accomplishes. You don't have to be the same. You're all working to the same goal. You're all working to Vavayit Hashem. But each one has his own way of coming about it. We say in Shemoneh Esrei, Elikei Avraham, Elikei Yitzchak, Elikei Yaakov. Why do we need to say Elikei before each of the names of the others? Right? We say the God of Avraham, the God of Yitzchak, and the God of Yaakov. Say, Elikei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. The God of Avraham, it's the same God. It's almost chashom. Sounds like it's not the same God. We down to the God of Avram, the God of Yitzchak, and the God of Yaakov. It's the same one. Pshat is very simple. Eitz Yosef explains the name of the Panim Meiris that the Avos Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak got Messiah from his father what the Rebbeinu Shloilem was. But aside from that, he had to find his own Rebbeinu Shloilem. He had to develop a direct connection on his own, not just take the Messiah. Yaakov Avinu as well. They each said, I'm making the Rebbeinu Shloilem, of course the same God. The Elikei Avram was the same Elikei Yitzchak, Elikei Yaakov. But each one made the Rebbeinu Shloilem for themselves a God. I recognize Rebbeinu Shalom. Yes, I got the Messiah, I know there's a God, but I am making the Rebbeinu Shalom my God. They made the Rebbeinu Shalom into their God. That's why we say, Elikei Avraham, Elikei Yitzchak, Yaakov. We have to work on it, and we have to say this, I am making the Rebbeinu Shalom a God over me. He's our God anyways, but I'm making him, I'm accepting on myself, I'm making it that, I feel the Rebbeinu Shalom is on top of me. Perhaps this is the reason why the Torah repeated the Kibbonis of each and every Nazi. The Torah is teaching us that each and every Yid has to work on his own individual Hakkar of their Ibbono Shel Olam. Every Yid needs to make their Ibbono Shel Olam his God on an individual level. And that's why we have all these different, over and over again, the Kibbonis, each one has his own Kavanah, his own way, his own path. It looks the same, but everyone has to develop their own path. Yom Tov Shavuos is coming. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael on Shavuos. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Shemayim and saw that Klal Yisrael made an eagle. He threw down the luchas and they broke. He went back up to Shemayim to receive the second set of luchas. He came down with the second set of luchas and Yom Kippur. Why do we celebrate Shavuos on the original day of giving Torah? The first luchas didn't last. It would seem more appropriate to have Shavuos and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was when we got the ones that we have today. What's pshat? The Gemara Masechet says, Rabbi Yosef used to say that if not for the big seuda that we have on Shavuos, you'd be like Kol, like every other Yosef in the marketplace. You'd be like every other Joe in the marketplace. That's what I state in the Gemara. The simple understanding of this is that Rabbi Yosef was saying that if not for the Torah HaKadosh, you'd be like every other person in the marketplace. We know Chashivas, the Torah is what is the purpose of life. That's Parshat. Since he has Torah, he is special. Rabbi Tzal HaKoyin asks, why did Rabbi Yosef make his Suda on Shavuos? He should have made a Suda on Matzah Yom Kippur, the day that Klai Yisrael received the Luchas that they're Miskayim. Same question we just asked. You can make a Suda on Kippur, let's make a Suda on Matzah Yom Kippur. The Gemara in Bracha says that we are taught Kavod HaTorah from the first Luchas. The first Luchas were in the Aron Kodesh, even though they were broken. They took the broken Luchas, they didn't throw them out, Chas V'Shalom. It was put into the Aron Kodesh. We learn from this that Talmud Chacham, who forgot all of his Torah, must still be treated with Kavod HaTorah. The Gemara tells that the Talmidim of Rabbi Yosef would ask him why he's repeating what he already been taught them. They asked him, why are you repeating it? Rabbi Yosef, unfortunately, he had forgotten much of his Torah, and he was repeating it. This is why Rabbi Yosef made his Suda on Shavuos. If not for the first Luchas, from where we learn Kavod HaTorah, even for one that forgot his Torah, Rabbi Yosef would be like any other Yosef in the marketplace. You want to know Rabbi Yosef celebrated Shavuos? Because Shavuos was the first Luchas, the ones that were broken. Even the Talmud Chacham, he doesn't have full reign anymore of what he had, he's still Kavod HaTorah. Okay, so good. We understand Rabbi Yosef, why he made his Suda on Shavuos. But what about us? We never had it. We're not in love with Yosef. What about us? We count Svir from the second day of Pesach until Shavuos. We are preparing ourselves for Kabbalah Satayra. In addition, we have Svira. What's Svira? What do we count? The morning of the deaths of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Chalik is which way we only hold. We say 33 days stop, but Seer is part of counting of the days of the mourning, not the counting, but the mourning of the deaths of Talmidim and Rabbi Akiva. This is a connection between the two spheres. We count Svira to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, when Klal Yisrael were given the Torah. Subsequently, they were given the first Luchas, which were destroyed. At that time, the Avodah was to be Misakin the Chet, so that they can receive a second set of Luchas. They made a mistake, they needed the Tshuva. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim that died. Immediately after he began to rebuild, he got new Talmidim and continued to grow once again. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created many worlds and destroyed them. And then our world was created. The world that was created was not the first world that was created. It says the Ribbono Shel Olam created many worlds. Chas V'Shalom to say the Ribbono Shel Olam couldn't do it right the first time. I might try to build something and scratch the first 10 times I do it because I'm not making it right, and the 10th time I think I got it right. Chas V'Shalom, the Ribbono Shel Olam, he got it right in the first time. He got exactly what he wanted on the first time, the second time, and all the other times. We need to learn an invaluable lesson from this Medrash. We can work hard and fail. We are not expected to always achieve our goals. The lesson is to persevere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created many worlds until it was perfect. Again, Ribbono Shel Olam didn't need to. It's for us a lesson. That we can err, we can make a mistake, but persevere, don't give up. We read Megillas Rus on Shavuos to learn this lesson. Rus married into Klal Yisrael. She was a princess and left to become part of Klal Yisrael. All of a sudden, everything falls apart from her. She was a princess. She was a princess. She comes to be part of Klal Yisrael, and everything falls apart. Her husband dies. She's left penniless. Naomi tells her to return to where she came from. According to those that say she was Megayah before she married Machlain, how could Naomi tell a Geyerish to return to Avodah Zarah? What does that mean? Machlain is she was Megayah before, but according to those that she was Megayah, she was a Geyerish, how could her mother-in-law Naomi say, she's a Geyerish, she's a Jew, say, go return to Avodah Zarah that you came from? She's a Jew. How could you say that? It was a test to see if she became a Geyerish for the proper reasons. Orpah listened to Naomi. Orpah was also became a Geyerish at the beginning when she wanted to get married into Klal Yisrael. She listened to Naomi and went back to where she came from. Rus wanted to be part of Klal Yisrael regardless of the circumstances. She had the Tochan in the Rebbein Shalom and followed her Das Torah. Who was her Das Torah? Naomi. So Orpah, how could Naomi tell her to go? Because if you become a Geyerish just because you want to marry someone, you're not a real Ger. You're not really a convert. If you want to be a real Geyerish, you want to be part of the Rebbein Shalom's nation, so you're Geyerish. This was the test. It was a test to see is why did you, Rosh and Arpa, really become a Geyerish? When Naomi says, go back, you have nothing here. You're penniless, you lost your husband. Arpa went back, she's not a Geyerish. She's not. Rosh said, no. I want to be a Jew. I wanted to be a Jew. I am a Jew, and I'm not leaving. Our job is to stay focused. We have to dive into Hashem and keep trying. It is from her lineage, Rus, Malchus Beis David comes from. This is the trait of Malchus, and the rest of Klai is supposed to learn from it. Meridigvart. And again, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in the Vuchad Netzer, saying songs of Shiras, which is brachos to the Baruch Hashem. A Malach came and struck him. Chazal say that had Nebuchadnezzar continued to say Shiras and Tzibachos to the Baruch Hashem, it would have surpassed the Shiras and Tzibachos of David HaMelech. Fek the Kotzker. How could it be? What does that mean? So you're going to tell me that Nebuchadnezzar could have had saying Shiras and Tzibachos greater than David HaMelech? Well, what's that? Another question. We know in this world there's a concept of Bechira. You have a choice. Why, if Nebuchadnezzar, whatever level he could have attained by his singing Shiras Bachas, why is it fair that the Malachim stopped him? Well, not fair. He took away Bechira. He was choosing to sing Shiras Bachas to the Baruch Shalom, so you whack him in the, you whack him. I mean, it's not fair. You're making him stop. Where's his Bechira? You're taking away his Bechira. Dr. Kotzke. David HaMelech wrote to Hillam as he was running from Shaul, who was trying to kill him. David HaMelech was running from people and people. He had many tzaras in his life. Yet through all of his tzaras, he sang Shir V'Sishbachas. He always recognized the Rebbein Hashem. Nebuchadnezzar was singing praises to the Rebbein Hashem. You know when? Life was good. Things were going good. Everything is wonderful. Oh! Singing Shir V'Sishbachas. The Malach came and hit him. It doesn't say that he hit him. The Kotzke said, doesn't say he hit him in the mouth that he couldn't sing anymore. He hit him somewhere else. Life's not so good anymore. Stop. No more. Life's not so good. He hit him and made it that his life is not so good anymore, and then he stopped singing the praise of the Baruch Hashem. Shavuos is a time that we daven for an aliyah and Torah and Ruchnius. We should not give up and say things are not going so well with my Ruchnius, I might as well give up. We have to be like Rus. We have to be like David HaMelech. No matter what the situation is, we have to daven for an aliyah and Torah. We have to try to learn Torah. We have to try to get more Torah. Each one of us have our own connection. I saw an unbelievable... we do it a Shir and Tefillah as well. After Birchas HaTorah, which we'll read it inside when we get to it. Rav Shimshon Pinkus says unbelievable words. Unbelievable. Just saw this a few days ago. Mind-boggling. Every person, he says, has a part in Torah. He has a question. If someone should be learning, right? Someone, let's say, is in Beis Medrash, or he's not, even if he's not, we have something called Bittel Torah. He says, Bittel Torah! Right? I should be learning now, and I start talking, I start schmoozing, Bittel Torah! Fact of Shemshem Pinkus. How could you be Mevatel Torah? I could be Mevatel Torah? You're going to say, oh, you're being Mevatel Torah. I can be Mevatel Torah. I'm nullifying the Torah? What does that mean? You want to say, I'm Mevatel from my Lima Torah? So say, oh, you're being Mevatel from your Lima Torah. Fine, okay. What does Mevatel Torah mean? It's a strange lashon. He says, you want to know why? He says, let's say you have a fellow named Reuven. And you have a fellow named Shimon. And Reuven has a bomba kasha. His job, his Torah in this world is a murder kasha. And you know what Shimon's job is? Shimon's Torah, his portion of Torah is, Sheishishim Reba, Yeishishim Reba Isis of Torah. There's 600,000 letters in the Torah corresponding to each and every yid. Every yid has his own part of the Torah. Shimon's, you know what Shimon's part is? He has the teretz, a murder teretz of the kasha. Murder. Sachtiv Shimshin Pinkus. But can you imagine if Reuven doesn't do his, he doesn't learn his kasha? He doesn't have the bumba kasha. Shimon has a teretz, doesn't have a kasha, doesn't have a teretz in anything. He's being mevatel the Torah. You nullify the Torah. Shimon has the answer. No kasha. There's no teretz without the kasha. It's a teretz without anything. Each one of us, unbelievable what he's saying. We really have a share in Torah. We shouldn't look at Yenim. We shouldn't say, oh, he's a greater level. We bring our own karbanis. Ibn Shalom focuses on each one of us. We each have our portion. We each one have our share. We should prepare on Shabbos. We should learn. We should go into the Yom Tov of Shuas. Learn as much as we can. Daven for Aliyah and Ruchnias. This is our connection. The Torah takes precedence overall. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful Yom Tov.